Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
Welcome to what is perhaps the last quarantine-isode of I'm Horrified.
We're reaching the end at last.
Number 30 is going to be our last.
Number 30 is our last. We did 30 quarantine episodes. If we went back and told first quarantine episode us that we had to do 30 of these, that would be horrific.
Oh my god.
But what are you gonna do?
Mm-hmm. Remember when we were recording them like two times a week? Because we were like, we'll only end up doing it for like 4 weeks, so it'll be fun to have some extra content.
Nope.
And then we were like, we have to start doing these ones.
Some extra content. My god. Oh boy. Well, you know, we have not reached the end of this this journey by any means, but we're at the point where we're going to dive back into doing normal podcast episodes, starting with our 100th episode, which was supposed to be, we were about to do our 100th episode, and then there was a global pandemic.
Yeah.
Which is about right.
Which feels right for I'm Horrified, the podcast.
Feels right for our podcast. So that's what we'll be doing, unless some other act of God prevents us from doing that. I'm almost worried.
I almost don't want to be like, next week we'll be definitely together in person, because then it will be like the plague of locusts descends. It's not safe to drive.
Only the good Lord knows what we are going to unleash when we try to do this episode. But we're not done yet with our quarantine episodes. We're going to end strong with some ultimate, I guess not, we're not all in quarantine anymore, but some ultimate pandemic activities.
Yes.
Some nice indoorsy activities that help with social distancing to spice it up a little bit, because God knows I'm tired.
Yeah. No, yeah. Me too.
I've never been so close to my bed so often. And still so tired.
I think that makes it harder, though. Like, I think knowing, like, man, I have to walk 10 feet and then be at work, like, makes it weirly harder to walk those 10 feet.
I absolutely agree. Like, I just wish that I had a reason to be anywhere.
Yeah.
And I really don't. I really, really don't.
But then also, like, going places feels like... Like, I feel like I understand women with, like, babies who need to pack up a lot of stuff to go anywhere, so it feels like a lot of work. That's what it feels like just to go to the grocery store, for me, just a random woman.
We're both new mothers in that way.
Yeah, but we're just mothering our own anxiety.
Yeah, we're just mothering ourselves. we're new mothers to ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we're registered at Target, so you can buy our baby gifts there.
Perfect.
And it's just wine.
It's mostly wine.
It's wine and this cute pair of sunglasses that I saw the last time I was in Target.
Oh, cute.
I absolutely would register at Target for my own wedding if I could.
Yeah. Why not? They probably do
wedding registries. That's like my dream, is just to go through Target with a... I was about to say go through Target with a gun, and no, that's not my dream. Go through Target with the scanner. And just everything I scan, mm-hmm. I get to have it. That sounds like a dream.
Yes.
I love that for me.
You go into like the dollar section of Target, you just go crazy.
Love that. Love that for me. But
Adam, what have some of your favorite pandemic activities been since we've been on lockdown?
So I don't want to talk about Disney today. And I'm not going to.
Wow.
And I'm not going to.
Wow.
I'm not going to do that, Sam.
No, why would you?
Why would I? But some of my activities have involved planning fake vacations and prepping for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I get that it's August, but I am lightly prepping for the holidays, but I'm going to talk about vacations first.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that there is a danger here that I may absolutely just be making myself more depressed by going on Expedia, looking up a trip to Cancun, almost booking it, putting in like 10 digits of my credit card, and then deleting all of it, and like clearing my cookies, and like going, you know, going into the other room and shutting my computer off for the next 48 hours. But part of it is like, what if we go on a little adventure in our minds? You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so then you get to have like the short, it's like, all I can think about is drugs. But it's like the quick, that just quick little burst you need.
Yeah.
Just that little bump.
Just that
you get.
Just a bump to get you through the day.
Just a bump to get you through the day. Of hope and comfort that can only come from booking something on JetBlue. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you get a little bit further and then you're like looking up like where you would have dinner.
Yeah.
You know, what sightseeing you would do.
Yes. You're like, I will book extra leg room.
Absolutely. And why shouldn't you? Because you're not actually going to do it. You're going to take your credit card, throw it in a trash can.
Yep.
Throw it into a trash can before you do this. And you're going to deal with it, Allie.
you speaking into a mirror.
Maybe this is a horrible idea. Let's move on to my other, I think, healthier idea, which is prepping for the holidays. Now, again, I said, I know it's August. I don't want to hear it. Everyone like, it's August, you crazies. Like, I am in full Halloween autumn mode mid-August. I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fully ready for it. I'm ready to pumpkin spice. I'm ready to do all of it.
Pumpkin spice exists now, I think. I think it happened.
I think it does.
Yeah.
And
which makes me miserable because I'm a summer girl, but makes you thrilled.
Yes. So if you are a summer girl, this is not for you. Maybe Sam will have something for you.
not really.
But for me, I think leaning into the holidays, there's so much shit to do that you can do. You can like macrame gifts, you can start thinking about like I think TJ Maxx and Home Goods has online shopping now.
Mm-hmm.
Our good friend across the street just said that she bought a pillow that's a skeleton riding a penny farthing bicycle.
Ooh.
So you could do that. You know what I mean? That. I got a little pumpkin that lights up.
Ooh.
So it's not a real pumpkin. So it'll, you know, it'll last.
It'll last. It's a good investment.
It's an investment. Exactly. Exactly, Samantha. It is an investment. You can get some like some warm scented candles that smell like flannel. There's one at Bath and Body Works that literally is called flannel and it smells like a delicious man.
Ooh.
It smells like a lumberjack, like the sexiest man you could ever imagine. That's what it smells like.
Yes.
I wonder if they have that in a scent.
The sexiest lumberjack you can imagine?
Yeah. Like, well, they call it flannel, but if it's in a candle, I should be able to buy some sort of like lotion or
cologne
like for my boyfriend.
Yeah. You know,
so he can smell like the world's sexiest lumberjack all the time.
Perfect.
Which is the dream.
Yeah.
And another excellent way to pass the time.
Yeah.
Projecting your fantasies onto your partner.
Yeah.
Always works out. Totally works out.
That has never backfired on anybody.
That's never backfired. You can start creating your own Christmas markets with handmade goods that you sell to no one. Now it's going to take a lot of time for you to make these handmade goods. You know what I'm going to miss? Shopping for soaps and shit at like a holiday market at somebody's high school. Make your own. That'll take up some time. Make all your own soaps.
Let's all get really into soap making in the winter months. Let's all agree to do that.
I would love that. Sam, I would love nothing more than that. But so those are my two hot tips. Throw your credit card away and start celebrating Christmas in August.
I love that.
So those are my two just tried and true.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Literally, tips.
Yes.
Sam, what do you have for us?
I have something a little different. Although I love both of those tips, and I wish I had thrown away my credit card earlier, because I've been spending all my money, and it's been on board games.
Yeah, that's an investment too, though.
It's been a good investment. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, as you guys know, I live with my boyfriend. It's just the two of us in this apartment. And I love him and I love talking to him. You can only talk to one person for so long. Yeah. And we've found that that time is less than 5 months. So yeah. I think anyone living with their partner right now will agree.
Oh God. Yeah. I look at my partner and I'm just like, we've already said, like, I'm about to start a conversation. Then it's like, well, what's the point really?
Yeah. I start so many stories like, did I tell you about the time where da da da? And he'll just be like, yeah. And I'll be like, I know.
Okay. And we just agreed to do this forever.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of pressure on.
Yeah. If we're really looking forward, he'll just be like, tell me anyways. Like, I'll just hear it again. Exactly. Let's just go.
Yeah. Let's just have another conversation that we've already had.
But a good way to mix things up, we have found, is heavily investing in board games. They're very fun. You can do them safely in your home. There's a lot that's good for small groups, like 2 to 4, which is usually how people live in apartments. So there you go.
There you go.
And they can be co-op games where you work together, and they can be adversarial games where you're challenging each other. And we bought a lot of them over this quarantine, and I'm going to show you my favorites. That's what the rest of this episode
is. So excited. Yeah.
Number one is this game. It's called Forbidden Island, and it's for 2 to 4 players, so perfect for you and your roommates. And it's a game where you're working together against like the game. So you're not going to end it fighting in theory, unless one of you really fucks everyone else over. Mm. But basically, you're trying to get these treasures off this island before the island sinks into the ocean. And with every turn, like, more of the tiles start sinking, and you have to work together to be like, okay, you come over here and save this tile, and I'll go get this treasure, and you pull these cards. And it's been very fun, and it's a different game every time because the tiles that are flooding are different every time. So it's been very fun. We have been defeated by this game many times, but we also won a few times, and that's
you have also exciting. Defeated the game many times.
Exactly.
So that's great.
So this is a very fun one. Highly recommend. This guy, it's called Seven Wonders Duel.
Ooh, and I guess this one looks sort of like Game of Thrones-y.
Right? That's why I bought it. I was like, I'm interested in the narrative here. So I guess Seven Wonders is like a game where it's like multiple people and it's like Risk and you're like all taking over countries. Seven Wonders Duel is for 2 people and you're basically just 2 civilizations both trying to like grow. And you want to like get resources and build stuff and stop your other person from getting those resources and building that stuff. And at the end, you win either by just like having the best civilization, or you have like the strongest military, or you like know all about science. So it's really fun to kind of be competing against the person and being like, oh, they totally have the better civilization, so I'm just gonna wreck them with my military. And I almost won that way the last time. Adam didn't notice me like slowly moving my military token over until I was like 1 away and he looked nice. And he's like, oh shit. And I was like, I'm coming.
Coming over.
Who would have thought that I'd be the mighty one, but highly recommend that one. Here's one. It's called Codenames Duet.
Oh, I know about this one.
Yeah. Codenames is a really popular game and you usually play it in teams of like 2 or 3. Where you're trying to like get your team to guess a word based on like a 1-word clue. This is that, but it's just for 2 people. So Ooh. You are getting the other person to guess and the other person's getting you to guess and you're working together. So that's really fun. And this also exists online. So if you have a bunch of friends on Zoom and you want to play a game together, Codenames exists in a form that you can do that, which is really fun.
That's exciting.
I played that with some friends and that was a blast.
The tower is getting taller.
So this guy, I told you about this one, Al. This is called Wavelength, and it's really funny. You basically, there's this big, I can show it to you. There's this big, like, scale that's like a big wheel. Looks like this. And so you randomly put this thing somewhere on the wheel. And as you can say, the middle of it's four, and then it's like 3 points, 2 points. And then you get basically a random range of things. So it says dangerous to safe. And you have to get everyone to guess, to, with like a small clue, guess what would be this on the dangerous to safe scale.
Oh, so, right. Yes, I remember that.
So it can be, so you can play it with two people and just go back and forth, or you can play it with up to like 10 people in teams. So it's a really like versatile game for that, which is fun. But it can also be really, really funny because it'll be things like huggable to not huggable. And you have to guess something that's like 75% huggable.
Or I'd say I'm 75% huggable.
Yeah.
To your 110%.
To my 100% huggable, yes.
Yeah.
One I got one time was proof that God exists versus proof that God does not exist.
Mm.
And it was like at the 50% mark. So I was like, okay, what is half proof that God exists and half proof he doesn't? And I came up with the mysterious origins of the Big Bang, and Adam got it. We were on the same wavelength.
Wavelength.
So those are all really fun. I'm just going to leave the boxes here.
You're adorable.
There's more, if you are interested in more games that you can play on Zoom with your friends, Jackbox has really fun games. It has
fun Fibbage.
Ones. Fibbage, exactly. They're the makers of Fibbage, and they make a lot of games like that, where only one of you needs to, like, purchase and download the game on your computer, and then, like, by sharing your screen, all your friends can play it from wherever they are. So if you want to play with more friends, I recommend that. I've played even more board games. I could recommend even more to you, but these were my tops for this one, but it's been really fun. It's a fun way to kind of end the evening if like you're working with someone else who's working from home and like after everything's done and after dinner, it's kind of nice to be able to pull out a board game and enjoy your evening that way instead of just like vegetating on your phone, which I love to do, but you can only do for so many days in a row.
It gets old. It really does get old.
So these are my recommendations for all of you if you're interested in board games like I have become.
Love that. Oh, the pile goes back down.
And the pile goes back down. But that's been my main pandemic activity that's been new.
That's wonderful. I think much healthier than both of mine.
I like preparing for the holidays. I think you're going to have a stunning holiday display this year.
I think my holiday display is going to go crazy this year.
Yes.
There every corner will be trimmed. I can't even imagine what it's going to look like here come the day after October.
Mm-hmm.
October ends. Wake me up when October ends.
Wake me up. Amen.
So I can decorate for Christmas.
Green Day knew what was up.
They really did. Yep. That has become my new tradition with my family is that we decorate for Christmas the day after Halloween.
Yep.
And we're just like, get into it. Absolutely. Fuck Thanksgiving.
Fuck Thanksgiving.
No, you I like don't Thanksgiving.
Believe in Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving's fine.
No, I like Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving's all well and good. It's just like, you can't decorate for it.
Yeah, you can only have so many like turkeys in your house.
You can only have so many goddamn hand turkeys. All right? I don't make the rules.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, I also feel, and this is true of Christmas too, like your decorating really goes up once you have like a child who's making like a paper plate snowman and a hand turkey for you.
Yeah.
Like that's the next level of holiday decoration.
Yep. Absolutely.
My mom still has like a bunch of those that I like drew as a child. And she like sometimes puts them out and I'm like, Mom, I'm 26. Like you don't need to put up my wish list from Santa anymore. And she's like, yes, I do. It's Christmas.
Yes, I do. It's Christmas. There's a lot of terrible ornaments that my mom has that she still puts up. That's the meaning of Christmas.
It sure is.
What can you do? But this was a great end to an era of quarantine-isodes. And hopefully, barring any, again, acts of God upon us.
We can't make promises.
We'll be back next week with the 100th episode.
Woo!
So until then, be well, everyone.
Be well. Bye, guys. I'm Horrified is a Hemlock Creatives production, recorded and produced by us, Sam Bierstow and Ali Gavin in Boston, Massachusetts. Our art is by Leah Brilliard and Ali Gavin. You can find us on Twitter at I'm Horrified Pod and at I'mHorrifiedPodcast.com.
And you can tell us what horrifies you at imhorrifiedpodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support us directly on Patreon, you can get our podcast early and ad-free, as well as bonus episodes of our members-only mini-casts, I'm Thrilled! Check us out at patreon.com/imhorrified. And if you liked hanging out with us, tell your friends, share us on your socials, and leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for stopping by, Horror Honeys.